بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه asked for that amal from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that would grant him entrance into Jannat and save him from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first gave him the five pillars of Islam. We also understand from this that in deen we need to prioritize. Many people don't have their priorities in order. Want to do a lot of things, but the basics are lacking. Each one of us need to do some introspection and see how we can get the basics of Islam in order. So we start with the five pillars of Islam. After Iman is Salah. Make sure our Zakat is paid. Doesn't make sense if a person is leaving out Salah, leaving out Zakat, not fasting in Ramadan, but he's doing a lot of other good. First he must get these actions in order, and thereafter he goes to the next level. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you the gates of goodness? So Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sawmu junnatun wa sadaqatu tutfi'u al-khati'ata kama yutfi'u al-ma'u al-na'u. Wa salatu al-rajul fi jawfi al-layl shi'aru al-saliqin. Thumma tala qawlahu tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji hatta balagha ya'malun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a shield. A shield against sin. A person is fasting, then he has power over his nafs. It weakens his base desires. It weakens shaitan's influence. And then a person stays away from sin. It's a shield against sin. وَصَدَقَةُ تُطْفِيُ الْخَطِيَةُ. And charity, it extinguishes the fire and the sharpness of sin. A person committed sin. Then to remove the effects of that sin, he must hasten to do a good deed. Sadaqa is among the best of good deeds that a person can do to remove the effects of that sin, the flame and the fire of that sin. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَى لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. No calamity can overtake sadaqah. Person must hasten to do that sadaqah, otherwise certain sins a person does can bring down Allah Ta'ala's punishment. Just like how water extinguishes fire, that sadaqah will extinguish the flame and the fire of sin. وَصَلَاتُ الرَّجُلْ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. And a person reading tahajjud salah in the middle of the night. This is the salient feature of the pious. We don't have the strength like the people of the past to stand the entire night, every night, to stand half the night, two-thirds of the night. We don't have the strength. Ulama are saying, just the fact that a person wakes up in that last portion of the night, the last one-sixth, say about 2 hours, the last 2 hours before the Fajr Salah, in that portion he wakes up, say from 3:30, any time after that, and he engages in Salah, in Tahajjud Salah, even if it is just 2 rakats, even if a person woke up to go to the toilet, made wudu, read 2 rakats, and went to bed, and then woke up for Fajr Salah, even in that also, he will get the reward of the Tahajjud Salah, fi jawfi al-layl. This is a salient feature of the pious people. Here again, our elders say that we need to get our priorities right. We need to get our basics in order. And that is, if a person is not reading, obviously, his Farz Salah, and he's reading his Tahajjud Salah, then we would say he needs to put attention on his Farz Salah, the Faraid. So what are the basics? That must be in order. A person is reading his Tahajjud Salah, but he is sinning. He's committing a lot of sin. So he needs to put attention on that sin of his. Leave out the sin. Leave out the intermingling. Leave out the wrong, the pornography on the phone. Leave out looking at videos, looking at haram, listening to music, going to places where his iman is going to be tested. So leave out bad company. Leave out all these things. So get that in order. People must understand and they think that they can do a lot of good deeds. That is the objective. That is what is required. But they don't put attention on the other aspect, and that is taqwa, restraint. Taqwa means to restrain. And piety, Allah Ta'ala emphasizes this over and over. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for this. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. To get our nafs in check. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Ulama say there are just two steps to Jannah. One step is crush the nafs. And crushing the nafs entails that a person goes against his desires. Sometimes the nafs is so cunning, it allows a person to do a lot of ibadat, enjoy the ibadat, but it doesn't allow him to leave outside. So he is earning on one side, but you got a huge hole, and as he's putting all that earnings inside that bag, it's coming out from that hole of sin. Nevertheless, if a person gets his priorities in order, then when he commits sin, give some sadaqah, make sure he performs his tahajjud, salah, ummatala, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayat, tajafa junubuhum, in Surah Sajda, which refers to these people that leave their beds, their comfortable beds, on a nice, cold night, warm bed, like last night. Person leaves it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in the cold, he makes wudu and he performs his salah. Allah loves that, Allah appreciates that. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. No soul knows what has been hidden. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. From the coolness of the eyes. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُ يَعْمَلُونَ. As a recompense for the good that he used to do, he will see the great rewards for all his sacrifices and ibadat on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us